Thanks, Ken. Those songs were truly singing the gospel story there, were they not? Born of the Spirit with life from above into God's family divine. Do we realize on a daily basis, you know, who we do belong to in the family of God that we can all be a part of? The vilest of sinners, that other song, the vilest of sinners. When he repents and turns, he's a new creation, a new creature. This quarter we're studying about shepherds of the flock. And I think the focus is on our leadership. And I was just made to think this morning, what would a body be like without a head? Not very useless, very useful would it be? Or a soccer team without a captain? Or a ship without a rudder? My mind just thought of different things there, you know, that there's a need for a head. And what's a church like if we don't have a pastor? What's a flock of sheep like if they don't have a shepherd? So there's a place for all of us, and we are important. As a part of the family of God, there's a place for all of us, and each one of us should consider us a significant part of that body, because together we can add up and be so much more than what we can be as an individual, and do things as a body that we as individuals can't do. So we need one another, and we need leadership, and I trust through this quarter we will be prayerfully remembering our leaders and the role they play in our congregation. I was made to think a couple verses from Romans this morning. Romans 12, Paul talks about the body. You know, there's many members. We don't just have a head, but we've got hands and feet and so forth. Romans 12:4, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office or same purpose, same function, so we being many as a church body, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the graces given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. So there's a purpose and a role for each one of us. And I think Paul develops that a little bit further in the Ephesian letter. If you want to turn to Ephesians 4, again, there's a purpose for us all working together and all being focused on one goal, one purpose. And I trust that we will be, as an army, we'll be working together to achieve and accomplish our goals, achieve that goal. Ephesians 4, verse 11. First of all, in the beginning of this chapter, refers to Christ. You know, there's one body, one spirit, in verse 4. Even as you're called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. And every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Then he refers to Christ's purpose here. He descended, came from heaven to earth, and now he also accomplished the Father's will and purpose. The tomb is empty. He ascended. And in his absence, he is, in verse 11, he gave some apostles. He gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. The purpose, verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness of the devil, whereby he lies and waits to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. So I trust this morning we might be challenged in our lesson here as we look at church administration and the positions various people have in our body, the church body, church fellowship, that we might prayerfully remember each one of them and give honor and respect unto the positions and the calling God has for them. Let us pray. God, our Father, this morning I thank you so much for the body, the Christian body of believers, as we gather here together. We thank you, Lord, for the gospel message as we were singing this morning, that the vilest of sinners, if he repents and turns to you, can become a saint. when we don't fully comprehend that, Lord, that divine ability you have to cleanse us, to change us. And we thank you, Lord, for the change that has taken place in our lives. And we believe it's continued to take place in our lives as we come here, as we worship you, as we read your word, Lord. I pray that we all might be maturing and growing into the men and women of faith and obedience and consecration, Lord, to your kingdom that you want us to be. And we might fulfill the purpose and the goals you have for us. Be with us, Father, I pray, with you, in the presence of your Holy Spirit this morning, to fill our teachers, Lord, with your word and with your truth. And as they lead out, Lord, just bless each teacher. Put your words into their mouth and be in our midst, Lord, that we all might sense your presence here. We might be edified, we might be encouraged, and our needs might be met. Bless the one who further teaches your word in the message, Lord, later. And just fill him, too, with your truths and your spirit, Lord, that we might hear your words and we might hear you speaking to us and challenging us and encouraging us. And as we go forth, Lord, we might go forth to serve you more fully. We give you our thanks, Lord, this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.